area in a manner that left it seeming no more remarkable than any other. The two little wizards spent most of their time maintaining and expanding their maze of confusion. People not trusted no longer got within 200 yards of our headquarters, not without being led. We had no trouble. We wore strands of yarn tied around our left wrists. These enchanted loops softened the confusion spells. They let us see the truth. Thus we often knew what the palace intended before plans went into motion. Minsu Bredil, or sometimes Sawa, listened in while the plans were being made. I muttered,
"Isn't it awfully early for us to be out?"
"Yes, but there will be others already there when we take our place." "There are a lot of desperate people in Taglios. Some will camp as near the palace as the Greys will allow." We did reach the palace area hours earlier than ever before. But there were rounds of the darkness to make, brothers of the company to visit in their hiding places. In each instance, the voice of the witch came out of the wreckage that was Minsu Bredil. Sawa tagged along behind and drooled out of the corner of her twisted mouth. Most of the men did not recognize us. They did not expect to do so. They expected to receive a code word from those in charge that would expose us as messengers. They got that word. Chances were good they were in some disguise themselves. Every company brother was supposed to create several characters he could assume in public. Some did better than others. The worst were called upon to risk the least. Subradil glanced at the fragment of moon sneaking a peek through a crack in the clouds.
"Minutes to go."
I grunted, nervous. It had been a while since I had been involved in anything directly dangerous. Other than wandering around the palace or going to the library, of course. But nobody was likely to stick me with sharp objects there.
"Those clouds look like the kind that come right before the rainy season."
If they were, that season would be early. Which was not a pleasant thought. During the rainy season, that is what it does, in torrents, every day. The weather can be truly ferocious, with dramatic temperature shifts and hailstorms, and thunder like all the gods of the Goony Pantheon are drunk and brawling. But mainly, I do not like the heat. Taglians divide their year into 6 seasons. Only during the one they call winter is there any sustained relief from the heat. Subradil asked,
"Would Sawa even notice the clouds?"
She was a stickler for staying in character. In a city ruled by darkness, you never knew what eyes watched from the shadows, what unseen ears were pricked to overhear. That was about as intelligent a thing as Sawa ever said.
"Come."
Subradil took my arm, guiding me, which was what she always did when we went to work at the palace. We approached the main north entrance, which was only 20 yards from the service postern. A single torch burned there. It was supposed to show the guards who might be outside. But it was situated so poorly, it only helped them see the honest people. As we drew closer, someone who had sneaked in along the foot of the wall jumped up and enveloped the torch in a sack of wet rawhide. The crude, startled remark of one of the guards carried clearly. Now, would he be in